Welcome to the Every Nation Hong Kong podcast. Every Nation is a church that exists to honor God and make disciples. We pray that this message blesses you. Now, here's your message.
All right, so we are now, as I think Pastor Francis mentioned, we're now in a new series. Ooh. We're now in a new series. Okay, so do you know what the new series is? Oh, wow. I don't need to preach anymore. You know what the new series is. I'm not going to put it on. It's Luke, the book of Luke. Okay, so I'm sure many of you have read the book of Luke before, yeah? Anybody who hasn't, I think most of us have at least read part of Luke, right? And in fact, like for the past few weeks, we've been saying that we're not just gonna read Luke together as Every Nation Hong Kong, but with many other churches, both local and international churches in Hong Kong, we'll read and listen, in fact, the book of Luke and the book of Acts together in the 40 few days that we have before Easter. Easter is going to be on the April 21st, and between March 6th to April 21, I believe that's 47 days, we'll be reading part of Luke and also part of Acts together. Pastor Francis will come back and share with you, if you haven't yet downloaded the app, on how to do that, how to listen to, I think it's going to be, works out to be like 6 or 7 minutes each day, and then you watch a bit of a video devotion, and hopefully the idea is that maybe you meet other friends, other colleagues who are Christians, and they're doing the same thing, and you can read together as one city. All right, that's something later. What we'll tell you how to do that later after my sharing. But in conjunction with that, I like what Francis said, that as we took communion, is remembering, right? That of course remember what Christ has done in our lives, right? But also, as we do communion together, we're remembering what Christ done in your life, in his life, in her life, together. And I like that word together. In fact, can we say the word together? Together. Can you turn to the person next to you and say together? Together. And then say together we'll read. Okay, that sounds, yeah, together we'll read. We want to read the word of God together. Because sometimes it's difficult, right? Sometimes it's difficult to read. You get up in the morning and you say, oh, I don't know if I should read the news or the good news. I mean, the news or the Bible. It happens, right? I'm not the only one. No. But you're thinking, oh, should I check up on the latest basketball score? Or should I read? You know, sometimes it's a struggle. But I hope as we encourage one another that the first thing we'll do every morning is to read the Word of God together. It's to encourage one another. You're reading? Are you reading? It's different when you have people encouraging us. That's why we want to do that. We want to do this as life groups. We want to do it as a church. And so the series on Luke is going to be based on the reading plan that will be on the apps that you have downloaded or you'll be downloading. And so we have separated the book of Luke in different sections. And so these are the topics that we'll be preaching from. But at the same time, what you've read the previous week will go through not everything that you've read, but we'll go through part of a special passage that we've selected. Hopefully you've read that in the week beforehand. And so that when you come, it's like, oh yeah, I read that, I thought about that. And then as we listen to the word, it will help us to grow deeper in the word, right? We've been doing the Purple Book class for the past four weekends. And one of our focuses as a church this season is to be established in the word. Sometimes our foundations crumbles because our foundations isn't strong. And I want to make sure as a church community, we remain strong in the Word of God. Because when the storm comes, the storm will come in our lives. We can't have a storm-free life. There are always going to be typhoons in Hong Kong, right? Typhoon will come. But I hope we don't get blown away. I hope that our roots are strong I hope that we'll be strong in the word in our faith. And as a church, we'll be stronger together. Amen? Why don't we pray before we continue? Father God, I thank you for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to study the word together, especially the book of Luke and the book of Acts, as we read in the next 47 days or so during the period of Lent. Father God, may you continue to speak to us. May you continue to build indeed our foundations, O God. That thank you for your wonderful word. It's a privilege that we have the word of God printed, we have the word of God that it's also can be spoken, that, Lord, we can listen to. And so we pray in this season of Lent that we'll go back to the word, go back to the basics, and to understand more, understand deeper, and able to apply what we have learned in the word as well. So we thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say, amen. All right. So who wrote the book of Luke? Luke. All right. So that's not a trick question. So Luke wrote anything you know about Luke? I kind of gave you the clue already. So we know a few things about Luke. We know that he was a doctor. He was a physician. Because it says in Colossians, it talks about how he was a beloved physician that Paul wrote. But also we know that he was a fellow worker of Paul and his team. But not only that, he was a loyal guy. There was one time where people left, but Paul said, Luke is the only one with me. Luke is someone who wasn't only a doctor. Luke wasn't someone who was a fellow worker. Luke was someone that Paul can rely on. Don't you wish you have a team? Don't you wish? We all wish that we have a team like that, right? People that will stick together. People that you stick together. I love my team. I love Francis. I love Hong. And, you know, we don't serve only together. Good pug. No. We don't only serve together. Sometimes we talk passionately together. We argue. We don't argue. We just have strong discussion together. And then our face go red together. And sometimes we have sweats coming from our eyes together. But it's okay. Because we know the love of God led us to be together. We serve one another. And we go through life together. And that's what I love about spiritual community. That we don't want a fake community. We want a real community. And if you want a real relationship, the real relationship. Yeah, you invented that word. So real relationship, you have to go for some real stuff. And for me, when I read a book, I love to know who the author is. And now I'm thinking, wow, I'm reading from a person who was a loyal guy. I'm reading from a person who knows, as a doctor, would spend time investigating. I'm reading from a person who was a fellow worker. This is an amazing book. Of course, it's two volumes, Luke and Acts, right? And I'm excited about reading it. Again, I don't know how many times I've read it. Maybe some of you thinking, oh yeah, Pastor Sam, I read Luke, you know, I read it, you know, because it's the gospel, right? I read it. But I want to challenge us. When you read it this time, you read it not on your own only, but you read it with someone else. You share what you've read. Maybe if you're married, you can share with your spouse. If you got family, share with your kids. I told you before, right? I did the YouVersion app with Ben Iyer. You share in your life group. If you're singles here, you know, and you just really read and share what you've read. And I'm sure we all have different angles, different perspectives. But as we come together, I'm expecting that as we reach Easter, that wow. Something has changed inside of us. Something has changed not because of just, you know, us speaking about it, but something has changed because the Word of God has really did surgeries in our heart. I like it that doctor, you know, Luke is a doctor. I feel like sometimes, oh, it's a surgery, not done by Dr. Luke, but done by the Holy Spirit in our lives. That's what I'm excited about reading the Word of God. And so you think about that, just before I read the Word of God, before we go into the first four verses of Luke, just imagine that, of course, we know there are four Gospels. And imagine with me, in fact, it's like four different reporters and writing to four different audiences. The same event, but it's four different authors, different reporters, right? For instance, Matthew, he was one of the original disciples. His writing, his audience was to the Jewish Christians. Mark, we believe, wrote of Peter's account written to the audience, which was the church in Rome. John, he was also another disciple, but he was writing to convince people that Jesus was the Messiah, he was a savior. Luke, the doctor, his aim was to write to the earth as a believer himself. Perhaps he wasn't a believer before, he became a believer, but he was writing to people, to Jewish Christians who was new in the faith, letting them understand what it really means to have Jesus in our lives, what Jesus did and what Jesus means to them. And so this is how Luke is writing. And we're going to read the first four verses together, and just as an introduction, okay? So can you read this together, first 1-4? I'll go this way. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. I'm only going to talk about four verses, so that means another 40 minutes. Is that okay? Oh, it's okay. It's a nice, you know, outside it's raining. You don't want to go outside. You want to just stay warm, right, cozy. Okay, four verses. And you know what? Most of the times, we sometimes just read and then, oh, let's go next, right? Verse 5, where's the rest of the chapter, right? But we want to stay here this Sunday morning. These four verses tells us a lot on the reason why Luke wrote what he wrote. He has an explanation to tell us why he spent this time writing both Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and also the book of Acts, right? I like the word. I'm going to pick up some key words from these four verses, which will help us understand more. First one is accomplished. Accomplished. He said in verse one, right, that he wanted to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us. Things that have been fulfilled, another word, things that have been fulfilled amongst them. He's not writing a fictional piece. He's not trying to write a novel. He's writing history. He's writing what happened. Someone has rephrased it and said, perhaps this verse can be rephrased in this way. Many have tried, you know, to draft the story of what God promised to do and did among us. And Luke is trying to tell us first a narrative, a history, a record of what took place. But also, he uses this word accomplishment because he's saying, this has been fulfilled. What has been fulfilled? What has been written in the Old Testament? The promises of God that's been written in the Old Testament has been fulfilled. Last Christmas, not the song, but last Christmas, he did not give you only, okay, the heart, not the heart. But, you know, come back. Okay, so last Christmas series, where he talks about the four different songs or poems that was written, right? Zechariah, we talked about that, right? And we spent 4 weeks, four Sundays, on actually speaking on talking on Luke chapter 1 and part of chapter 2. So Luke wasn't just writing the story of Christmas in the first two chapters. In fact, there's the whole story of Christmas, the whole book. Is Luke telling us the promise has been fulfilled. The promise of God has been fulfilled. God stepped down into history. And that's what we can celebrate. Accomplished. Things that have been accomplished. What has been accomplished? Few things. There's different themes in Luke. But first of all, there's of course a theme about salvation, right? That the Messiah, the promised Savior has come. What Adam and Eve did, the sin that came about, the brokenness that happened in this world, God is saying, or Luke is saying through what he wrote, you know, God has a plan. The plan is unfolding and it's come to a completion in Jesus. Salvation is obviously a major theme of what Luke wants to say in this book. But not only that, he said, he also talks about this kind of upside down kingdom. He's saying that, you know what, this kingdom is completely different from what we see normally. He talks about how Jesus blesses the social outcast, how Jesus blesses the poor, how Jesus healed the sick, how Jesus ministered to the prostitutes and even the most hated tax collectors. And then he turned it upside down and said, people who think they are important, actually they're not that important. People that the world thinks is not important, they are important in the eyes of God. It is when we humble ourselves, that's when we can truly enter the kingdom of God. Jesus came not only for spiritual salvation, Jesus came also to demonstrate social justice. Which some of us really are into social justice, right? When you see things that are not just, you just get upset. But Jesus came and he turns that mindset upside down. He said, yes, there will be social justice, but not in the way we see it. He turns it around. He ministers to the poorest of the poor. And he tells us there will be a transformation because this story is not fiction. This is real. And he doesn't leave us with that. He doesn't leave us with only that. But also, of course, right, there is the theme, not just a theme, but Luke talks a lot about the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus came, he changes everything. But of course, we read more of that in the second volume in the book of Acts, right? That the Holy Spirit, if you've done 1-2-1, I was doing 1-2-1 with Leo, and we went through the chapter on the Holy Spirit. You know, I never get bored of doing 1-2-1. I hope you don't either. When you go through the book of 1-2-1, the topics about Christianity that we talk about, and we talked about the Holy Spirit, and I said, you know what? The Holy Spirit is not just a source of power and things like that. He is a person. He is in the Trinity. And it changes our lives. Without the Holy Spirit, without us recognizing the Holy Spirit in our lives, it's truly difficult to be a Christian. But when I read the book of Acts especially, right, when you see, wow, what happened? Something changed. Something transformed. These disciples, they were scared to death. But yet, when the Holy Spirit fell upon them, wow, it changed them. And it not only changed them, it transformed them. Who are Christians here? Oh, most of us. Who are excited that you're Christians here? Who are excited that the Holy Spirit lives in you? Not only in us, but through us, church. God wants to change the world. Holy Spirit is in us. He doesn't just, of course, he changes us. And a lot of the times, I know in a big city, whether that's in Tokyo, Yokohama, or in Hong Kong, sometimes we're just asking, God, just change me. I have a problem. Just change me. And that's it. Oh, I feel good. But God said, you know what? That's your plan. But my plan is to use you. I'm going to heal you. And I'm going to change you. I love the testimony that Jonathan just shared, right? How he changed the brother and then the younger older brother. The older brother got changed and then younger brother said, He's like, changed him. And that's the transformation that we want to see. I believe, I'm not trying to copy, but I when I heard that story, I'm thinking, yeah, it's going to happen in Hong Kong too. That we're going to have testimonies like that. Not because we want to copy, but because we have the same God. We have the same Holy Spirit in our lives. And God will use you. You know, we have faith. We talked about great faith for the past 6 weeks. How many weeks? 7 weeks. And because of that great faith, we want to be found. We have a strong foundation in our faith. We want a strong foundation in the Word. That we want to say, this is not fantasy, we believe. This is supernatural. This is not make-believe. This is the kingdom of God, upside down kingdom through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we're going to spend time reading the book. I'm going to keep on encouraging us to read the book of Acts and the book of Luke and Acts together, because I believe it can really change us. And that's why I don't want to just read the book of Acts and think, is this real? What is this? Right? And I like what Luke says in this prologue, right? These first four verses These first four verses. And he tells us how he did it. He did it through eyewitnesses and ministers. Remember, the society that Luke lived in was mainly an oral society. People worked really hard to remember and to truthfully retell significant events because they didn't have sometimes necessary access to reading material and writing material like we do now. You can't just, you know, I know it's a typewriter, but yeah, they didn't have typewriter then, right? So they really had to transmit a lot of the events orally, right? They have to tell people that they have to make sure that they really give the correct testimony so that it's reliable. And so it says here, eyewitnesses and ministers. And some commentaries have said that these are not two groups of people, but in fact, it's two descriptions of the same group of people, men who witnessed and also men who ministered. They were people who witnessed, who saw. In Chinese, 所见所闻, right? What they saw, what they heard, I guess what they also experienced as well. They experienced what Jesus did. Luke may not have seen firsthand experience, but he makes sure he talked to the eyewitnesses. I'm sure many commentators also said that he probably had the book of Mark as a source, but then he said, you know what, I'm gonna check it out more. I'm a read book of Mark, but I'm gonna check it out different sources as well. So he was someone who was not only a doctor, but he was more like a historian. Those who saw, those who eyewitnessed, some people, another way to say it is, those who eyewitnessed from the beginning, but they also became ministers of the word. So in a sense, you think about it this way. Book of Luke, Gospel of Luke, they were eyewitnesses. Book of Acts, they were ministers. They witnessed, they felt, they experienced it, and then in Acts, wow, it just changed. You see all these different things happening in the book of Acts, how the church first began. And of course, right in the middle is Jesus, right? Without Jesus, nothing. But because of Jesus, it made us realize, wow, the power that came. And in fact, the word minister, it conveys the term that these people were acting under authority. They only did the thing that Jesus told them to do. They did not just minister according to their own accord. They ministered as the Holy Spirit, as God told them to. And so as I think about it, as I read about just this second verse, it helps me understand, wow, Luke was serious when he said he really, from the beginning, he talked to eyewitnesses and ministers. I can imagine him talking to the early disciples. Hey, what happened there? You know, what happened with the fire? You know, what was that? And then he went back home and he really wrote it down, so that not only to benefit Theophilus, right, but to benefit people just like you and me. That as we read the Word of God, is Luke also writing to us too? And he said also, not only, he said, okay, of course, obviously through eyewitnesses and ministers, but also he gave an orderly account. In verse 3, it says, it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus. I'm sure he checked and rechecked and double-checked, triple-checked, quadruple-checked his sources and make sure that is correct. And secondly, that's in order. There's a fad nowadays, right? About also a Japanese lady, right? About how to put things in order, right? To make sure that your house is in order, right? You know that? And because I like what she said. I guess I won't agree with all her philosophy, but I like what she said. She said, if your outside world is in order, then it shows your inside world is also in order. But I will say more than that, your inside world can only be in order if God has put it into order. it's hard for us to put it our lives in order. Who wants to? Let's not ask that. Ask that. Don't raise your hand. I'm going to ask the question, who wants your life to be in order? Don't raise your hand. Most of you may raise, right? But we all want our lives to be in order. But sometimes the order that we want is different from how the order that God wants us. You want to go somewhere, God says no. You don't want to go somewhere, God says yes. Right? Correct? Luke put it into order for us so that we don't make up the story about God. We read what God has said, what God has done. It's His order. And I'm sure that through the Holy Spirit, Luke was able to put it into detailed, in Chinese, right? A detailed order account. That's for us to understand. Sometimes I know it might seem difficult when you read any books of the Bible, say, well, I don't know all these things happening. And I'm glad we have different tools nowadays to help us. One of them, I think Hong mentioned a few weeks ago, that we used a website called Bible Project, right? There's videos, you can go online, I'm not going to play it here. But I like the way that helps us as well, the order in which Luke, that helps us understand the order in which Luke made it. It wasn't a chronological order. I know you can't see it right now. I'm just giving you this overview of Luke. There's like a diagram. If you're a more visual person, this might help you. You can download that later. But it helps us to understand how Luke, in his way, gave an orderly account of Jesus, about Jesus and his mission. Hallelujah. God answered prayers. Jesus in a journey to Jerusalem, and also Jesus' final week in Jerusalem. It's amazing when you read this account. I don't know if you're like a visual guy, but it helps me when I have an outline, when I have a big picture. When I read it, okay, I know how that fits now. And that is the orderly account that Luke has written to us. I encourage us once again to read the book of Acts and Luke and Acts together. And one final thought is that he heard people, he talked to eyewitnesses, talked to the eyewitnesses who became ministers. He wrote an orderly account, but yet also he said, one word that I love from these four verses is certainty. Can you say the word certainty?
Certainty.
It's so hard nowadays to know what is certain because so many fake news. You know all this fake news? Sometimes we believe fake news, even though when we don't want to, right? Sometimes, right, you know, there are many fake news going around, right? But I like Luke said, I'm not going to write fake news. I'm going to write with certainty concerning things so that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. Before I go through this first, I want to just, before I forget saying it, is remember he said, at the very first verse he said, the narrative of the things that have been accomplished, right? Things that have been accomplished. And now he's saying things that you have been taught. So he's writing, he's saying to Theophilus, things have been accomplished. Jesus accomplished all these things. And you also have been taught some things. But Luke is saying, I want to make sure you really know what you have been taught. I want to make sure that you grow as a disciple. And I want us as a church to know and to grow as a disciple. And it starts in the Word of God. It starts with the Word of God. There's really no excuse for us not to read the Word of God nowadays. We have so many Bibles, we have so many apps that you can listen to. We can read. And I know sometimes it's a struggle, not sometimes, maybe a lot of the time it's a struggle. But when you get down, I was saying this in my one-to-one time again with Leo. I said, when you get time, sit down, you can turn on your Kindle, whatever, get a notebook and start writing what you've been reading. Start meditating, start writing, and it helps you to grow in the Word, in the knowledge of God, helps you apply that in your lives. And so I like what Luke is doing here. He's saying, look, things have been accomplished, that is what happened, it's true, and you have been taught something, but I want to make sure that you know, because if you're not sure, then it's hard for you to live a life as a Christian. And so Luke is saying, I want to make sure that you know. And in fact, the Greek word for certainty also means truth. In other words, Luke writes so that we can know what is true then and what is true now. And it also has another meaning about security, that we can be secure in our faith. We'll be secure that we don't believe in a fake God. We're secure that we know that we believe in a real God. Being a Christian is not having the best guess. It's like, oh, I guess Christianity is the best thing. Should be, maybe. And maybe not, maybe. But this is true. It's not the best guess. It is a certain guarantee. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, he really means it. And I hope that means the same thing for us as we read the book of Luke and the book of Acts together. So church, read the book of Luke. Luke wrote down not what he saw, but he really talked to the eyewitnesses who saw what happened. It happened within that generation. Jesus is the true story. Jesus is real. He is the best stories. And I hope, I'm challenged, I encourage, I admonish, I ask you, in this period of Lent, spend time reading the Word. Spend time listening to the Word. Spend time talking about the Word. I'm sure all of us want our lives to be transformed. But more than that, my prayer is that God would transform us as individuals, but God would transform us as a church. There's so many things out there. When I think about social justice, even in Hong Kong, we need a lot of that. But we can't do it by our own strength. We'll do it wrong. But if we read the Word of God, talk about it, apply it together, apply the Word of God together, I believe we can truly manifest or truly tell people this kingdom has come. That we don't just pray, oh, your kingdom come. We demonstrate that because God is leading us. So can we read the book of Acts? Can we read the book of Luke and Acts together?
Yes.
We're going to do that.
Yes.
Are we really absolutely going to do it?
Yes.
I'm excited. What?
Certainty.
Are you certain that you're going to do that?
Yes.
Otherwise, I might lock the door. I'm certain. I am certain. I'm in great faith that we'll read the book of Luke and Acts together. Amen. Why don't we just spend this time just in prayer? Thank you, John. Father, I thank you. Thank you for our spiritual community. Thank you once again for not just our spiritual community in Hong Kong, but even in Japan. Thank you for spiritual communities. Thank you for the different local churches that are in Hong Kong as well, reading the book of Luke and Acts during this period of Lent. This is your word, God. Your word can change lives. Your word can transform lives. And so we ask you that as Luke so patiently, so thoroughly prepared and wrote the book of Luke and the book of Acts, we pray that we give due respect to what has been written. Yes, it may have been written by human, but we know that there's a record of what Jesus did and what the Holy Spirit has done. And so, Lord, we ask you that as a community, we'll take your word seriously. We'll apply it, Lord, in our lives. That as we read, it's going to do some surgeries as well in our hearts. We'll confess. We'll ask for your forgiveness. And we'll say, Lord, use us. And so we thank you, God, for this wonderful opportunity to do so. And we expect, oh God, we're in great faith that this will truly change us and transform us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Every Nation Hong Kong podcast. To find out more about Every Nation Hong Kong, please visit us at www.everynation.org.hk or find us on Facebook.